Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
Let's go. Let's have some fun. Susie's here. Lindsay's here. I'm here. Dave is French Riviera.
Is he?
Yeah, he went to the French River for a day.
Did he leave his kids and wife?
Yeah, he went just for one day. He's there with Dua Lipa.
Not Dupa Lupa.
Yeah.
Lupa.
He's there with Dua Lipa, and then he's coming back, and then he's flying the next day to Australia to hang out with Greg Norman.
Okay.
Yeah, so a couple just big trips for Dave. But
is he out all week, sir?
He's out all week.
Yeah, okay.
Overrated, underrated, properly rated is not all week.
Mm-mm.
We're here today. We had a lot of texts in the first hour. We'd love a lot of texts here. What do you have that's overrated, mm-hmm. underrated, properly rated? And we can add something tied to Christmas. We can work, if you'd like for your text to work in like a little Christmas situation. Like I'll just say this.
Please.
The real Christmas tree, overrated. The real Christmas tree. Look at Lindsay. It's not worth the effort.
Man just keeps separating himself.
You know, and then if it leaks, the floor, the carpet is ruined.
I guess I did the same thing. I got to just tell you, I have a real tree. And I was tired last night, and I knew I needed to put water in it. And I sort of just flumped it over there, and it went all over the floor. And I was like,
yeah, it's devastating. It's devastating versus you get that fake tree, Brown.
Boom.
She's right there.
Get it out of the
way. You got a spot. I don't know. God knows where you would have it with your hockey equipment. One of your old hockey bags, you know. You got that. Underrated, kitschy Christmas things. I have the dancing penguins.
Oh.
I have the hip swiveling Santa.
Nice.
I love some kitschy Christmas things. So that's just an idea if you want to work Christmas into overrated, underrated, properly rated. What do you want to say that's incorrect about your love?
What do I want to say that's incorrect? Yeah, you hate my opinions when it comes to this stuff. But my overrated for this week is actually...
No. Just on the Christmas tree.
Oh.
Susie goes first.
You can go. She can go first today.
Okay, go. That's
back.
Fine. That's
let's
fine.
Let's go crazy
Ooh,
this week.
I thought you were going to say something there.
I know the button.
Yeah, the button was right there.
So my opinion on Christmas trees is that you do whatever works for you that year. Because every year, the stress level can change. And so we did a real tree this year. We went and cut it down. I've never gone to a Christmas tree farm and cut it down. That was an experience.
La di da.
Yep. And so
did you bring your own axe?
We did not. They provided the axes, but I had to give it back at the end because you know how much I love sharp blades.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan.
I worry about you and sharp blades.
Yep. You never know when you're going to need it. But I have had the fake trees before. But when you put that in the shed, then you're providing probably some housing for some squirrels or other animals. And so that's a little bit of a tricky thing to deal with at this time of year. So I'm going to go real tree. But that's just for this season. Who knows what it'll be next year?
Well, you really don't want to go back and forth, do you? I mean, what are you doing? I guess you could. You could have the fake tree,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, whatever your whim tells you.
Yeah, I think life changes. You know, I used to take Kay Jones down to the farmer's market every year
yeah.
to pick a tree, brand new tree from yeah. down there, live tree. And she's gotten older and tired, and she...
You're tired of her.
I'm not tired of her.
It sounds like you've... I mean, this sounds like this is the time when you should spend more time with your mom, but you're like, you know, I have this social life, Mom, and you're kind of getting old.
I got to tell you.
You're crimping my style.
She is actually a part of my overrated, underrated property.
Okay, well, we'll get to that in a second because okay. Lindsay is has jumped in here. Go ahead, Lindsay.
For my overrated this week is holiday related. It is
Flag
having
Day?
To do holidays as a couple. Be with your people. No judgment. No pressure. Life goes on.
Oh, yeah. We just had this conversation yep. with my couple on, you know, matching things up and times. My point was we got to plan ahead a little bit.
Yeah.
But then if it turns out there's all sorts of previous marriage or kids or, you know, family goes here, family goes there, Christmas Eve's the night for both, Christmas Day, you're fine. If one person goes somewhere else and you're not with them.
Mm-hmm.
On either Christmas night or Christmas Day, and you still love them, you're fine. Calm down. Is that your point?
Yes, be calm. There's 364 days that you could also, you could celebrate Christmas or anything at any other day. So it's just, there's no sanctity in that if you really think about
it. So where do you stand on this, Susan? Do you have to be with your partner on both Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, or if there are other family tentacles and it doesn't work out for you, is it okay if they go one way, you go the other?
Generally speaking, I would say, yes, I don't have a partner, so I'm not maneuvering that this year. I'm not
yeah.
navigating that. But I do believe it can be quite complicated and emotional and a ginormous headache
yes.
trying to squeeze in every single function.
Mm-hmm.
And you end up getting super crabby and tired by the end of the day because you've run to four different places for
yeah.
10 minutes
right.
and not had fun anywhere.
Well, that's the thing. There's a pro and con to that. Because I know my guy Michael from Carla, when I dated Carla, Mike and I are still, we're great. Like, we still see each other a lot. I wish Carla only the best. But, like, Mike, he's got a lot of places to go.
Mm.
And, like, he was at our place for all on Thanksgiving. Here's where it might work, though, Susie. If, let's say, you get three or four places to go, if there's one you really don't want to be at, you squeeze that one in the middle.
Yes.
And you say, I'd love to stay here, fill in the blank, but
yeah.
It's a gots to go situation.
Yeah.
And really wanted to get out of there all along.
Well, I usually try to go overboard and then end up mad
no.
at everybody.
Okay, well, let's just stop right there. Let's just stop right there before
dynamic.
We get to you, because I believe all that. You go overboard and you get mad at everybody. That's correct. Lindsay, keep going.
Keep going with my overrated, underrated. I'm going to go underrated next. Underrated fake money plastic. Maybe my brain is immune to propaganda, or maybe I just think most things don't include me. But I was having one of those bank account scaries over the weekend before my genius of a partner clicked a few buttons and found fake points that I could turn into real but also still fake money. So using rewards points for $780 right now, I'm rich.
Oh.
I'm free from money concerns.
La-di-da.
The season is magical. I mean, I can retire at this point.
I think it's been a good run. 780.
In this economy?
Yeah, you're set.
Incredible freedom. I don't think I've had an emotional high.
I think just
high.
The bottom line, if all
like
of a sudden you find money
finding
where you
money.
Didn't think it was going to be there.
The best.
That's pretty darn good.
It saved my weekend.
Even if it's like in the pocket of a jacket.
Right, 20
you
bucks.
Left 20 bucks.
Oh, yeah.
Golden.
How about in the dryer or something?
Love it.
Boom. Right there's a little bit. Now, if the coins, you better notice what's going on.
Yeah. Or the dollars sometimes get bunched up with gum. I find a lot of gum in my pockets.
Oh, my God.
And so that can lead to a little. They're pellets, though. They could probably be used as weaponry if you wanted to put them outside and freeze.
All right, what's your last one?
My last one, properly rated episode 5 of Heated Rivalry. Everybody is talking about this show, the episode 5 of the show of Heated Rivalry, which is about a love story between two professional hockey players. Episode 5 just tied Breaking Bad's record of perfect 10 IMDb score.
Really?
Yep. I've
heard a little bit about this show.
I haven't watched one lick of it.
This is not something you watch with your parents. This is not something you watch with your kids. This is something that you take in by yourself. But episode 5 is one of the best hours of television I've ever seen and one of the coolest experiences.
Give us the 30-second concept
of
the show.
So you have two players. One is named Shane Hollander. He's a Canadian superstar. He gets drafted 2nd overall. And then the first overall player's name is Ilya Romanov. Maybe not Romanov. They didn't go fully towards the royal family. But Rozkov. Whatever. They are both captains of their teams. They fall in love with each other.
Oh.
And they have to deal with that amidst the pro hockey schedule and everything else. And this is a great fairy tale land thing, because this would never happen in the NHL. If you want this in real life, you can go watch the PWHL or WNBA, because there's a lot of people who are dating each other that are either playing alongside or against each other. And so
you don't know that's not going on with the NHL name.
There, if you watch episode 5, and if that happened, like what happens in that episode, so many things would be healed. You should watch the first 4 episodes again, either by yourself or with your partner, not your parents or your kids.
Is it racy?
To get to episode 5. You could say that there's some racing stripes.
What?
It's love. It's slow to burn.
What outlet are we consuming this on?
This is on HBO.
HBO. Okay.
And the season 1 finale comes out on Christmas Day. So I know what I'm doing Christmas Day morning.
You're going to watch
celebrating Susie's birthday.
Yeah.
All right. Lots of texts coming in. What else do you have for overrated, underrated, properly rated, right here on CCO?
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Among the texts coming in with overrated, new edict coming from CCO Brain Wizards. Susie Jones's birthday being on Christmas Day is both underrated and unfair.
Oh, aren't you sweet? Thank you.
Therefore, to help rectify this, all holiday greetings exchanged around the studio from now on until Christmas Day will be limited to Mary Susie.
Wow. Oh,
Mary Susmas?
Mary Susmas. Yes. I love it.
Yeah. Overrated driving at night with the variation headlights on the highways. This
I
was
agree.
One of my themes.
Gosh.
When was it, like 4 or 5 years ago, and I was going on and on about it. But it still is.
Weird.
The modern car with the normal lights, which are just like the brights. What are we doing?
I don't understand.
Who decided that was a good idea? Because it's not.
Mm-mm.
It is not.
It's blinding.
I hate it. More from the Texas. Overrated. Having no say with the better half regarding Christmas decorations.
Oh.
Hold on. On the other hand, underrated, not even to help her put up the decorations. Now, if you can put that up, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I would date Lindsay, this texter said, if she did not already have a partner. She's a yeah baby.
Whoa. Yeah, baby.
There we go.
Nice.
There we go.
That's a little something in
probably
your hat.
At the headshots from like 7 years ago.
That's all right.
Overrated, the penny thing.
Oh.
Some vendors the same as before, some running up and down. It's only a penny. I just take the change they give me. I'm not going to figure it out. Well, we're done with the penny. We're eliminating
right?
the penny.
Right.
Will we eliminate the nickel soon?
I don't know. Yeah. Will we eliminate cash?
Well, a lot of stores
don't take cash.
Most
stadiums and sporting venues are all cashless now as well. Unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, let's not forget when it was then TCF Bank Stadium and their issues with the credit cards. They were like cash only.
Oh my goodness!
You know, so it was a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
All right, Susie, what do you have?
Well, it's a little somber. It's a little more. No.
Okay.
So
you look great, by the way.
Thank you. That's very kind of you. Because you know, I really am. I've been on Livia since 22 days.
Yeah.
And I'm taking.
We got some spots coming up here.
Well, I do it on Sunday. I talk about.
Okay.
That's sort of we saved it. For
well, we
Sunday.
Have to stay away from Jason and Olivia during the week.
I don't know what the separation is there, but anyway, I had the whole day planned out for Kay Jones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't involve taking her to market. We know that.
No, I was ready to spend the day. I had it blocked out, and we had lots to do. And she called and she said, you have to come over right now and take me to the emergency room. I can't breathe very well, and I didn't sleep at all last night, and I want to go to she wanted to go to Methodist. So I'm great at 54th spot. In Lyndale. I'm pretty far from.
Why don't you just give out the garage code, too?
No, I'm at 50. I'm not telling where my mom lives.
No, I know, but I like to.
I won't.
I mean, I didn't know how far you're going to go exactly
no,
where you are in 54th
and Lyndale. Of course, I call all my sisters, and I'm like, somebody. Kelly's the closest, so she gets her. She says, you meet me over at Methodist.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, I'm at Methodist, and mom shows up, and she's out of breath. No, but we go into Methodist emergency room on Saturday. We were there at 11. We left at 6 at night. It was packed full of people. One woman was laying on the ground. Like, she was so sick. It looked like influenza.
Yep.
One guy had a bloody nose. Another guy was throwing up. And I was just like, this is hell. This is hell on earth. Like, you feel like you can't get out because you need to see the physician.
Yep.
But there's just like this germ, and I had
masks. You're in a petri dish.
Oh, and I was like, and people were hacking, and I'm like, oh my God, I want to get out of here.
Okay,
so bad.
I've been there many times, not me in particular, but kids.
Yes.
You know, I can, middle kid, he would swallow anything. I mean, I swear to God, it was it's Christmas. Griffin's going to swallow half the Christmas tree when he was 2 years old.
Yeah, and then you're in there for.
You know, and then Q and all his health issues. Yeah. I just had a very good friend of mine, I'm not going to say who, had a health scare where he needed to go to urgent care right away. You know what he did? Mm. He drove out west. He lives in the city, in Minneapolis, and he said, I'm not going to those places. He found an urgent care that's about 30 minutes away and went out there. I think that's the strategy.
Maybe so.
I think that is. Now, sometimes it's such a serious situation.
Right.
You don't have time to take like a 45-minute drive.
Right.
But yeah, those urgent cares, thank God for the people who work
them. Oh, are you kidding? Exactly.
But
they are underrated.
There are times when you feel like, I mean, that's part of the pit, right?
Right.
Have you guys both watched
the
pit?
Love
I mean,
the
it's
pit.
Amazing.
Season two in a couple weeks, I
think. Yeah,
have.
It
pretty
is.
Quick,
in fact, I think I might hold off, but right now for me, that's my number two most memorable shows
and I talked,
of the year.
The nurse was quite nice to us, even though, you know, people are irate. They're like, when am I going to get my turn?
The problem is, because sometimes if they're irate, they get a little better service.
Maybe.
Maybe.
The squeaky wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, we finally got in. And
is she okay?
She is. She has, I told you, she has a little something on her heart where a valve doesn't shut. So she's going to have a procedure, but she had a little bit of fluid built up on her lungs. Mm. And so she took basically a diuretic and stayed there for, but she's, you know, I love her. But she's, they said, and if it's not better, you're going to get admitted. And she said to me as the guy left, the nurse left, she goes, I'm not staying over here.
That's a great hospital, though. I'm one like, of the best.
Well, it's like, ma. If they tell you, you
go ma or mom? Your ma?
Ma, when I'm mad.
Yeah,
when
ma.
I'm like,
yeah.
And then we get home, and she goes, well, maybe you won't fight with me so much when we go to the hospital. I'm like, I'm not fighting. You just don't pay attention to what they say.
I think every person who occasionally has a disagreement with their parents, if they get like above the age of 75, there'll be a little bit of, when I'm gone, I'm like, yeah, there might have been former colleague years would say that. I'm like, yeah, you drove here. You worked like 19 hours today. You walk like a Olympian. We're talking about you going somewhere. Yeah, when I'm gone, I'm like, I'll still look back at this fight and think you were 100% wrong. So just so you know.
I mean, I love her so much, but also I want to, you know, punch her in the nose, as you well know. But yes, she is doing better. Talk to her every day. She slept well. So yay. She'll be 95 in March. And
Brad Lane. Mm-hmm.
What day?
I'm just going to give you an idea for a promo. What is Christmas like for the WCCO hosts and their family? And then go to that clip. Yeah, I want to punch my 94-year-old mom in the face. That's what Christmas is like here with WCCO
Radio. A little happy music. On
All right.
Anyway,
yeah.
That's what I have today.
All right. Among the texts, plenty coming in. Underrated, taking my dog for a long walk on this beautiful day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
40 degrees.
I'll say that. I'll start with mine. By the way, somebody says, hey, I live out west. Stop. Leave us alone. Good point. Gates, Hunter, and Michaela's amazing English Springer Spaniel, of course, loves me the most.
Of course.
He was at the house on a Saturday, and we're just out and about frolicking. He brings a friend over. Then, you know, Kathleen comes over, and she's like, well, bring the other dog in. I'm like, no, I'm not going to bring the other dog in the house. She's like, bring it in. It looks so cute. I'm like, you go outside and play with the other dog. Because, I mean, how do you feel like if the neighbors, and the dog lives like 3-4 down, if they start calling for their dog and the dog's in my house, you can't do that, right?
Right, you can't. Because they'll maybe even call the police and say you stole their dog.
Yes, or just the sheer panic. And then I come out with the dog and they're like, what happened?
You let my dog in your house?
I think a lot of people would not be happy about it. Lindsay?
I don't think so. I think a lot of people would be like, what kind of treats are you giving them?
Yes.
Like,
what if they're allergic?
Yep.
Friday night, we had a get-together with mainly old friends, one new friend. We had a great time. We might have had a little bit too much fun.
At your house?
No, another person's house.
Okay.
Another person's house. Excellent food, good conversation, all good. Might have been a little tired. Might have needed to lay down in the middle of the day for the rare nap for me. And Gates jumps on me, not once, not twice, not three times, not four times, not five times, not six, about seven times, right? Including spots where you really don't want him jumping. And I'm not falling asleep at all. And then I hear him just making noises. He's chewing on my iBobs readers, you know.
Oh, man.
I'm like, I take the glass. Look at these are ruined. Okay, I'll try to close my eyes again. Next thing I know, he hops up. There's one of my golf gloves. You know, when you haven't had a dog at the house on a regular basis.
Yes. Just,
but again, do I love him and do I just pretty much let him do anything once? Of course I do. Keep going here. Rob Reiner, did anybody see the CBS report last night?
I did. Was it terrific?
It was great. You know, just on the impact from Michael Douglas to Annette Bening to Albert Brooks, who I bet Albert Brooks just gave him a very little bit because they were the best of friends. Kiefer Sutherland and just Kathy Bates. It was so well done. And then I also saw that SNL had a tribute to Rob Reiner because Rob Reiner hosted the third ever SNL. And on one of the skits was his then significant other, Penny Marshall.
Right.
And the first two people who hosted SNL were Paul Simon and George Carlin. They did not participate in the skits. They did not.
Okay.
So Reiner was the first one who participated in the skits. So I thought that was a great note. And just the reverence that these folks had for Rob Reiner, just as the human. We know the talent, human. SNL, I mentioned this yesterday, last week when it broke, Bowen Yang. Bowen Yang, tremendously underrated. Since Kate McKinnon left, clear cut, the best cast member. And as someone who often pushes back when people say, not funny, used to be funny. They might be in trouble without Bowen Yang because Weekend Update is tremendous. What's his name again? The guy who plays Trump is tremendous.
Austin Douglas.
What is it again?
James Austin Douglas.
That's right.
I think one of the best Trump that
they've
ever done.
It's so good. Mm. They don't have a lot of other stars, I don't think.
Mm. Because Heidi Gardner left before the season started. Egil Odom left before the season started. Just those three alone were in so many sketches. And then the newcomer, Laura Padilla, she's in everything
I think they might be actually in a little bit of trouble.
Mm.
As someone who watched the second half of the Packers and Bears tremendous game Saturday night, and then watched all the Vikings game Sunday, I don't ever need to see another ad for the TV show Best Medicine with the guy who played Will Gardner on The Good Wife. I believe I saw that ad 500,000 times.
Oh, my God.
They're trying so hard on this show. I think it's Josh Charles. I want it to be good, but, they just did it so many times. And then I'm just going to go one last one. Speaking of SNL, Cher is on as the musical act. Cher clearly lip-syncing. Cher, get out of here. Cher's not a kid, and if she doesn't want to sing live anymore, that's fine. But when you return to SNL, everybody on SNL sings. I wasn't watching at the time, but I saw some of the criticism. Then you watch the clips, and you're like, come on.
Was it quite obvious?
Yes. There was absolutely positive, no doubt. Now, do we give anybody of certain age any grace? I might give them grace in some other circumstance, but SNL is known as, here we go, twice a show, right there on stage.
And it looks like it's a rather intimate setting.
Yeah.
So you
can't,
very small studio.
Have you been in?
I have been there.
Like to fake sing in that kind of a small environment.
And it sounded, you chime in, it sounded so fake.
Mm.
Like it just sounded so auto-tuned.
That's too bad.
And if the voice isn't as good, no props. She's had an amazing career, but don't. Come on.
Yeah.
Be better than that, Cher.
Cher.
You're dead to us, Cher. Thank you, Susie.
Yes. We'll be back in a half an hour with the latest news.
High school graduation requirements. I saw this the other day. Let's discuss in moments.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I don't follow a soul who looks at what's happening with different aspects of our education system and says, what's going on? Among the individuals who I think it's a done deal is going to run for president on the Democratic side. I mean, honestly, I was thinking about this the other day. They might have like 15 people run. I guess that's not out of the ordinary. When Trump ran in 16, he was one of 17, right? Seems like there are people on the Republican side who just want to say it's J.D. Vance's and don't even think about it. Let's still wait and see what happens with the guy who's occupying 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue right now. But among the individuals who's going to run, in my opinion, is Rahm Emanuel. Okay, where do you start with Rahm Emanuel? Congressman, Clinton administration, chief of staff for Barack Obama, mayor. For some, he was the beloved mayor. For some, the shooting, the video, you have to go. Controversial. Right. I mean, it's funny how politics have changed, because if you thought of Rahm Emanuel, Clinton administration role he played in Congress and with Obama, lefty. Now he's like a center lefty, which shows where the parties have moved. But I saw this again. I am team TikTok. So great news that we've got Americans who are now involved in this. 98% to 99% of what I get from TikTok is just fun. It is humor. It's maybe a golf lesson. It's whatever it might be. Occasionally, because I like current events so much in history, in fact, more than occasionally, probably cut back, I see different interviewers or different people interviewed that maybe I'd see elsewhere. But it was Rahm Emanuel reminding me in Chicago that when he was the mayor, to walk to have your high school graduation to walk, you had to have a letter of acceptance from college or community college or a vocational ed or acceptance into one of our military branches. And if not, you didn't walk. What do we think about that? When we're looking at what's going on with reading issues, math issues, test rates, the debate on how important college is, but the idea is once you finish high school, you have a defined place to go. And let's be honest, when the Democrats are in charge, Republicans are blaming Democrats and vice versa. I have kids, three kids, obviously because of Quentin and his health issues as part of the special ed program. My kids all went to public education. I went to public education. If you want to go to private, if you want to go to privates that have a religious element to it and charter, you do you. I think we need more experimenting in our schools. I think the status quo is beyond unacceptable. I think the power of unions within our schools is way too powerful, in my opinion. This idea intrigues me a lot, and I want to hear from you. 651-461-9226. And clearly, Rahm Emanuel was a part of this in Chicago. This might be something I remember before, and I just have forgotten. In your ideal high school world, for a kid to finish up everything, should they have to show, as they finish, letter of acceptance at a college, at a community college, some sort of vocational ed, or military? And if not, now he phrased, they don't walk. Does that mean they don't graduate? Or does that mean they're just not a part of the ceremony itself? Let's go with you don't graduate for the exercise of this conversation. Is that too much? You fill and finish with the required credits. Wherever you're going to school, if it was one school or multiple schools, should you not be allowed to be viewed as a graduate of said high school without a letter of acceptance at, again, branch of our military, some sort of vocational ed, community college, or traditional college? Is that too much? Because we do have people who, Lindsay, when they're whatever they might be, traditionally 18, but 17, 18, 19, somewhere in there, when they graduate high school, maybe even lucky enough to graduate from the greatest high school on the planet, Armstrong High School.
Great place.
Yeah. They might not know what they want to do next. I make you, Lindsey Brown, the czar of education. Do they need to have a distinct path with one of these lines before they are allowed to graduate?
Absolutely not. I mean, you put the work in, right? You're that's the end point of the work that you've put in over the 12, 13, I don't know, sometimes people got to do extra, some people got to stay after school. We all have different ways of educating ourselves. We know that education is a lot more than just the classes and the credits. It's about who you're around and the experiences that you have with those people. And to say that your education is illegitimate because you don't have your next step figured out, I don't even know what source of logic that comes from.
Okay, how about this? Because we're getting a lot of texts too.
Yeah.
How about, let's just go with the walk premise.
Yeah, walking for graduation.
That you can't go through the graduation ceremony if you don't have that.
Why are we shaming people for not having their lives figured out? Like at any
well,
point.
Well, aren't you also trying to, you know, for a lot of people, they look at it the same way. He would say, we're motivated them to say, great, this you should be proud of what you've done, but it's one step on your path to greater success, and we don't want to see as many people uncertain and float, and now we're trying to get you to be defined in what you're going to do.
I mean, that's certainly a motivational tactic. There's a lot of people that use the stick or the threat of
look at this
not being included.
This microphone.
You're battling. You're battling things.
You know what I look like? I look like a boxer.
You do. You look like Jake Paul the other night when he was bobbing and weaving.
That was a great time
for everyone.
I look better than Jake Paul. Let's be honest.
That's fair. That's fair.
Didn't make the money that Jake Paul made either.
No. No.
Right, let's do this. Let's pause because I want to hear from people because you're right. Even if it's walk, okay, so it's I graduated from where'd you graduate? High school?
Irondale High School.
Famous Irondale High School. I feel like we did this one time before. Scott Bukestad?
That would be correct, but okay. The children of the next generation went to Blaine, so that should tell you everything you need
to
know.
I don't know. I think that might be it on my Irondale High School. Maybe in the 2 o'clock hour, we'll just throw out random high schools. And you need to name someone who is somewhat famous who went to that high school. No, we're not going to do that. But just so Scott Bukestad's your school. Should somebody, if they go to Irondale High School, they're not allowed to either graduate, that's the more dramatic, or go through the graduation ceremony unless they have a letter of acceptance from a military branch, some sort of vocational ed, community college, or college. What do you think? Is it too shameful? Or is this the motivation kids need? What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. So always a bit fraught with peril when I ask Lindsey Brown who's in for Dave today. The music theme because often and primarily I'm starting to think now it's tied to her mood from the past couple days.
Everything runs through me.
Yeah.
It's all very self-centered.
I know the feeling.
Yeah. Well, we're in the right line of business. This is housing bubble jams, mostly from the years 2007, 2008, 2009. Good times, Chad. Good times.
Who doesn't want to think back to when the economy, I might have got a phone call one day myself and said, you got to come in. So we're bringing back housing bubble music.
Housing bubble jams.
Jams. I'm sorry. All right. On the requirement for graduation, whether to graduate itself or even to walk at the ceremony, that when you finish high school, you need to show the authorities a letter of acceptance from a college, a community college, vocational ed, or military. And depending upon how severe you want to go with this, either you don't get to participate in the ceremony or you don't graduate. What do we think about this? Lots of text, 651-461-9226. Let's go to a caller first. Mike, go ahead. You're on CCO.
651-461-9226.
Put him on hold. We'll read some texts. And then we'll get back to Mike because we do have a bit of a delay, and I get it. Let's read a few texts. We'll get back to Mike. Chad, the outstanding students really don't care much about high school graduation and receive a diploma online. It's the parents of kids that probably wouldn't make it or couldn't make it. They are more interested. My concern is we're not tough enough on high school students, and we make it too easy on them to get through senior high school. Let me jump on a couple of those things. As someone who witnessed two graduations in the last, 10 years or so. Q, unfortunately, lost out on his because it was COVID, just like millions did. There were plenty of 4.0 students who participated in the graduation ceremony. Plenty. Now, those who don't want to and just get the diploma online, more power to you. Are you buying the premise that the higher GPA kids aren't going through the graduation ceremony?
No, these are the things that we all do, right? The touchstones, that's what we lost during COVID that upset so many people. These are important things.
I'm even saying before. I don't accept that premise. Not tough enough on high school students. We make it too easy on them to get to senior high school. For me, and I know you want to chime in too, For me, it depends upon each circumstance. It really does. Because this goes back to the theme that comes up so often. For individuals who are, and I don't know about this person, but more often than not, a little bit older, and look back and often tell me their kids were flawless, their kids never got in trouble, their kids always did homework, their kids were always home at 10, their kids were always respectful. Maybe they were. But guess what? Some of them weren't. And some of them were tremendous when the parents were lousy and vice versa. And I know plenty of people in teaching who are pretty damn hard on kids. So I think sometimes for some people, they romanticize how incredibly flawless their kids were, or how hard it was. And are there sometimes for some schools, are there too many damn exceptions? You're right. But just to generalize it to me, I'm not a fan of. What do you think?
Yeah, I just think that there's too much at stake for young people these days, that this extra pressure isn't needed. I grew up in the time, I'm a young millennial, where everybody was basically shamed if they didn't have a college lined up, and it wasn't even like a mandatory thing. It was just this social pressure. And it's fascinating because the social pressure was, you know, go to school, get a great job, right? It was kind of the key to the whole thing. And we know all that. That's not necessarily what happens. It's one of the great lessons for my generation and the people following. And so I think these moments are important, the recognition of the work and the sacrifice that the children and the families do to get them to that point. So to create like some sort of benchmark in order to reach that in addition to what already exists seems overkill to me.
We're going
to
go 50-50 here because we got a lot of texts I want to get to. Yes, it is too far. Texas says, I graduated with several people who just went straight to the workforce or family farming. That's excellent point, right? More text. I think it goes too far. I think if you complete a high school, you deserve a graduation. Everything goes with finishing high school. There's more slicky. Especially the school has become unaffordable for a large chunk of society. You have to be recognized as graduates and their future, as long as they're financially responsible for themselves in their own business. I could see some sort of incentivizing. Again, our texting system we have here is from the 1930s. I mean, it would be nice if it would stay in some linear way and wouldn't be confusing all the time. I mean, you think peer progression is tough for these NFL quarterbacks. Read these texts we get. Texter, I do believe the military service, national service, community college, Votech Traditional College, all should be some of this required for the 2 years after high school. Take your pitch. Which category? Texas says. What if my dad's a plumber and I've already been plumbing for 3 years? Yeah, fair. Say you're done with high school, now you're going to go into your family business. It's all set for you. You don't need to go to college. Yeah, there's a lot of other exceptions where either it's just the walk or you are allowed carve-outs to pass on this, and schools would have to be flexible in that area.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart.
That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.